Since the 9/11 attacks on the United States, a lot of negative stereotypes about Islam and Muslims have been repeated in the British media. But during roughly the same period, the number of converts to the religion in the UK has risen dramatically. According to a report by the interfaith organisation Faith Matters, there were around 60,000 British Muslim converts in 2001, whereas that number has now shot up to about 100,000. 55% of these converts are white, and 62% of them are female.
We live in a society where women kind of are taken at face value in terms of how they look, how they present themselves. And I think many women, when they come towards Islam, also feel that a sense of not being taken at by their looks liberates them, it frees them. The second factor, Islam has very core rights within it for women, and I think that's a fundamental element that women find out.
Prominent conversions to Islam in the UK include the world-famous singer Cat Stevens, who's now known as Yusuf Islam. The Fleet Street journalist Yvonne Ridley converted a few years after being kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan. And more recently, Tony Blair's sister-in-law Lauren Booth became a Muslim. She explained to me why.
I wasn't looking to convert to Islam, although I've been sympathetic to the people that I've met in the Ummah for the last 5 years. This is a conversion that's taken me by surprise. I went to a mosque in Qom in Iran and had this intense spiritual awakening. That's the only way I can describe it. And when I left the mosque, the feeling hasn't left me.
However, the Faith Matters report says that new Muslims aren't being supported enough by mosques, who aren't targeting resources towards nurturing their newly found faith, something many mosques would deny. Nevertheless, the report states that new Muslims can help bridge the divide that exists between Muslims and some non-Muslims in the UK.
The whole perception of what we're seeing, the media balance, has been really a case of Islam is foreign, it's external, it's not really here, it's not part of the country. Well, clearly it is part of the country. We have nearly 55% of converts who are white British converts. So it's here, it will be part of the future of Britain. And these converts actually can be a bridge between Muslim and non-Muslim communities. They feel part of this country, but what they have is an Islamic identity, devoid of some of the baggage sometimes from the subcontinent or the Middle East.
The increasing number of converts in this country goes against all the prevailing trends, and especially trends towards the demonization of Muslims and Islam in the media. But believers will always tell you that if you scratch beneath the surface, then the truth will come out. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.